Bezos Hashem Yisparech, today is an auspicious day. We begin Mesech HaSukkah, Dav Beizim Mesech HaSukkah, the 561st Daf and Shas. Our Mishnah and our Daf is going to discuss the halachos of the basic requirements of the shear for the height of the Sukkah, as well as the Gemara will get involved on Amud Aleph with the source of these halachos. On Amud Beis, we are going to discuss other halachos of the shiurim of sukkah. How large can the smallest sukkah be? And then finally, our daf will discuss children inside of the sukkah, as well as nashim in regards to chiyuv sukkah. So let's base our Hashem begin. Sukkah shigvah l'malam esrim mama. Our Mishnah tells us that a sukkah that is 20 amos or taller, psula, is going to be pasul. Rabbi Yehuda machshu. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. The Gemara will give us the background to this machlokas. V'shein gvoh asar tefachim, if the sukkah is quite short, it's not 10 tefachim high. Or v'shein la shalosh defanos, or it doesn't have three walls. V'shechamosim ruva mitzilsa, and the schach produces more sun than shade. We're going to have a discussion later on in the Daf Yomi, whether you measure that from the ground or from the schach itself. But if the schach has more sunlight than shade, psula, all those instances, the sukkah is going to be pasul. The Gemara asks on the halacha from sukkah to the halacha in regards to Erev by a Mavui. We learn in Maseches Erevin that an area that is covered on three sides with three walls, so then in such a case, Minat Torah, one is allowed to carry it. However, the Chachamim said that you need to put a Korah within 20 Amis from the ground. And then, that will remind you not to walk from the area that is covered, in other words, surrounded on three sides, into a Rishus HaRabim. The Mishnah Erevin describes, Tanan Hassam says, our Gemara, Mavui Shel Gevul Me'esra Mama. If there was a mavui and the korah was more than 20 amos, to remind you not to walk there. So yimayit, the halacha is that you have to lower it. Rabbi Yehuda omer einat tzarech, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's not necessary. Asks the Gemara, the halacha seems to be the same, that both when it comes to Erev, the korah above 20 amos is possible, so too schach above 20 amos is possible. However, maishna gabi sukkah detani psula, why isn't then mesecha sukkah? Our dear Masechta, if the halacha is at more than 20 amos as possible, umayishna gabi mavui detani takanta. But mavui, they say, just lower it. By sukkah, they could have also just said lower it. You could just lower it. Answers the Gemara, sukkah d'oraisa tani psula. Sukkah that is a din d'oraisa, there used lashon pasul. Mavui d'rabbanan tani takanta. But mavui, which is only din d'rabbanan, there the formulation is to fix it because there's less that's at stake.
If you want, I give you another teretz, but daraisa nami tani takanta. Really would have been appropriate on the issue of above 20 amis to say that you could be masakim the schach that's above 20 by putting it less. Some have the girsa, the nefishi, milsa. There are many other issues of psul that are coming out in our Mishnah, and they are the only word that's appropriate as pasul, pasuk v'tani psula. Mavui, the lo nafish mile, there in that Mishnah, Erevin on Daf Bezim and Beis, there aren't any other cases, so then we don't need to use the word pasul, tani takanta. In other words, when it comes to mavui, so there, you could choose any word. The Mishnah could be industrious and use any word that it wants. However, when it comes to sukkah, since there are other psulim mentioned, to change the word would be inappropriate. We put a big period over here, and the Gemara asks for the makar for the halachas in regards to the height of sukkah. Asks the Gemara, "Minohani mili? How do we know? How do we know that the shear of a sukkah is up until 20 amas? Amar Rabba, Amar Kor, Leman Yedu Doy Resechem, Ki Vasukai Soishafti Es Bnei Yisrael." Up until 20 amas, person notices what type of structure he's sitting in. He notices the ceiling. Because his eye doesn't reach that high up. Now the Gemara gives another mekar. Rabbi Zeira Amar Mehacha Vesuka Tiel Etzel Yom Mechayrev Ad Esrim Amo Adam Yoishe Bitzel Suka. Ein adam yoshe b'tzel sukkah el b'tzel defanos. The Gemara darshins from the pasuk in Yeshayahu that the sukkah itself is supposed to be the tzel. However, once the sukkah is more than 20 amos, and then the shade that he's sitting in is not the shade from the ceiling, then it's the shade from the walls. Amalei Abaye says to Rabbi Zer, if that's your swara elamiato, if someone made his sukkah between two large mountains, and therefore the tzel is not coming from the actual schach, it's coming from the mountains that surround the sukkah. If you say pshuto kimashmoi that the chiyuv of yeshiva is that you have to be sitting in the sail, so then hachinami d'lavi sukkah, that is very, very difficult. There's no makar that says that there's going to be a psul in a sukkah b'toich ashtoris kanaim. Amar Lei, Rabbi Zeir responded to defend himself. Hasam dal ashtoris karnaim ikatzel sukkah. Over there, if you take out the hills, the mountains, so then in such a case, then you will still have itzel sukkah. Hacha dal defanos lekatzel sukkah. But over here, if you would remove the defanos when the sukkah is more than 10 amos, so then in such a case, the fellow will not be sitting in the shade of the schach. He'd be sitting in the sunlight.
The Gemara now gives us another makar. V'rava amar mehacha. Rava says that there's another source that the sukkah needs to be less than 20 amas. Basuk is teishu shivas yamim amra tayra. Kol shivas yamim tse midiras keva v'shev bidiras harai. Part of the mitzvah of sukkah is to leave your permanent dwelling and live in a temporary dwelling. Now, ad esrim amma adam oisa diras le diras harai. If you have a structure that's less than 20 amas, so then it's possible for it to be considered temporary. L'malam esrim amma, if it's more than 20 amas, ein adam oisim dirasa dilis arai ela keva. Amalei Abaye asked Rava, elamiata, according to your shita, osim mechitza shel barzel. According to this, even if someone made a structure that is made out of steel, v'sikech al gaban, which was less than 20 amas, hachanami delo ha'vesukah, then in such a case you're saying that it's not going to be a sukkah. That's not true. We never learned that the walls have to be flimsy, yet you're saying that the definition of 20 amos is all defined, whether it's diras harai or keva. Amar lei, Rav defended himself. Hachi kamin alecha. This is what I meant. Ad esrim amma oda adam oisa dirasa diras harai ki avid lei diras keva nami nafik. Up until 20 amos, since by nature it's a size that people make a diras harai, even if he makes a keva, in other words, he uses mechitzah shel barzel, he'll still be yotzei l'malam mechof amma. But more than 20 amas, the adam oisa dirasa diras keva, a person generally makes it keva when it's more than 20 amas. Ki avad le diras harai nami lo nafik. Even if he makes it a diras harai, he still won't be yotzei kulu. All these amarayim kiraba lo amri. All the Amoraim did not quote Rabba's source. Rabba's source of Laman Yedu Dorosechem. Why not? Explains the Gemara. Ahu Yediyah Doros he. That Yediyah was a Yitzivui for all generations to know, but has nothing to do with a Chiyuv in the Halacha of Sukkah. Ki Rabbi Zeira Nami Lo Amri. Why did the others not accept Rabbi Zeira's source? That we look back, Rabbi Zeira had learned from the Pasuk of Sukkah Tiel Tzel Yomam that you need to be sitting in the Tzel Aschach and not the Tzel Hadefanos. Ahuli Mos HaMashiach Hu Dichsiv, because the Pasuk is talking about the Sukkos during the time of Mashiach, and therefore they didn't accept his reason. Rabbi Zeira, what would Rabbi Zeira say? How could he use that Pasuk if it's talking about Limos HaMashiach? In Cain, why did the pasuk say umay sukkah tiyatzel yomam? Shmas mina tarti. It's telling us one thing, that one day we're going to be covered by Hakadosh Baruch Hu and protected during the Mos Hamashiach. It's also telling us another halacha in regards to Hilcha Sukkah. Ki Rava nami lo amri. The other Amoraim did not learn like Rava, Mishum Kushi da Abaye, because of Abaye's question that at the end of the day, if you're going to say it's all defined by 20, more than 20 amos as being keva, so then Mechitza Shel Barzel should even be possible. Rava gave us a teretz, however, they'll agree with Abaye in his question. Period. Now the Gemara continues to analyze halachos of sukkah. Keman ozla, 6 lines from the top on beis and beis. Hada amar Rabbi Yosha amar Rav. Machloikis b'shein defanos megiyas l'schach. The opinion of Rabbi Yosha amar Rav is that the whole machloikis of our Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, about 20 mamnos, is only if the walls don't reach the schach. Avol defanos megiyach l'schach afilu malam es mamak shera. But if the walls reach the schach, then even more than 20 is kosher. Now, according to whom opinion, which opinion of the Amorayim does this fit with? Says the Gemara, Keman Kerabba. It seems to be fitting with our first opinion of the Gemara. Rabba, Mishum Delo Sholta Be'aina. He said, Leman Yehu Darasechem requires that the eye notice it. V'kivan Defanos Magios L'schach. Once the walls reach the schach, even Mishlat Shalat Ba'ena, the eye will reach it, even if it's above 20 amas. Period. Keman Ozal Hada Amar Avuna Amar Rav. Machlekes B'she'en Ba'ela Arba Amas Ala Arba Amas. Another position, Ravuna said the name of Rav, that the whole machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, whether 20 amas is kosher or not, is only if the schukah is smaller than 4 by 4 amas. Aval Yesh Ba Yosem Arba Amas. Al Arba Amas Afilu Malu Me'esu Mama K'shera. But if it's more than 4 by 4 amos, then even if it's higher than 20 amos, it's going to be kosher. So Gemara says, "Keman, that will follow Rabbi Zera, dam mishum tzelu, v'kiva de revcha." Since it's wider, ika tzel sukkah. In such a case, you have to tzel the sukkah. In other words, we had seen that Rabbi Zera's whole concern was whether the schach is producing the shade or the walls. So if it's higher than 20 amos, explains the Gemara, then you're going to have the problem that the walls is going to create the majority of the shade. That's only if it's a narrow sukkah. However, if it's a wider sukkah, then there's more area for the schach. If there's more area for the schach, then even 20 amos is going to be kosher. The Gemara continues, Kemano, Zahod Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rabba, Amar Rav, Machlokes Be'enosh of Eina Machzekes El Kedei Rosho V'Rubo V'Shulchano. The whole Machlokes is, if it's a sukkah that's not very wide at all, that his head and the majority of his body and his table fits into the sukkah. Aval Machzekes Yosem Echdei Rosho V'Rubo V'Shulchano Filu Malam Esrim Amak Shera. If it's a larger sukkah, then it's going to be kasher. Keman. So who does this halacha follow? Delo kechad. It doesn't follow anybody. Asks Gemara. Bishlam de Rabbi Yoshia, pliga de Rav Huna, Rav Chanan bar Rabba. De inu koyoyev shura b'mashcha. Viyu lo koyoyev shura b'mashcha. The Gemara now questions the rationale for the different Amoraim and says, I understand that Rabbi Yoshia, who holds that the Chachamar of the opinion that the walls need to reach the schach, that he disagrees with Rav Huna and Rav Chanan bar Rabba. Rav Huna, who had said that the machlokis doesn't apply whether the sukkah is 4 amos, and Rav Chanan bar Rabba, who had said the Rosh of Aruba, which we're for now on call 7 by 7 tvachim, why does he not accept that? De'inu, because they, Payayiv Shi'ura, the Mishcha, they gave a shear of the smallest sukkah. And the position of Rabbi Yoshia is that that's not correct. The machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan are in all cases. Ela Rav Huna v'Rav Chanan bar Rabba. But when it comes to Rav Huna v'Rav Chanan bar Rabba, Neima behechsher sukkah kamiflagi. Why do they, who say the machlokis is only if it's 7 tvachim or 4 by 4 amis, why don't they suggest what they suggest? In other words, why is it that one chose 7 tfachim and the other chose 4 by 4 amos? Explains the Gemara. Demar Savar, because Rav Huna holds the hechsher sukkah ba'arba amos, that a sukkah that's less than 4 amos is not considered kosher. We're going to have this as a sheet of Rebbe later on. Umar and Rav Chanan Savar, he holds hechsher sukkah b'machzekes roshay v'rubay v'shulchanan. That the definition is, if it holds on to Rosh HaVerubo V'Shulchano. The Gemara, however, does not like this pshat. Loi, Dekuli Alma Hechshir Sukkah, Rosh HaVerubo V'Shulchano. It's a basic halacha that Ruba of the Tanoim all hold that a sukkah that holds Rosh HaVerubo V'Shulchano, which is 7 tvachim, is going to be kosher. So then why all of a sudden over here does Rav Huna hold the machlokis is in regards to a sukkah that's 4 by 4?
So again, the Gemara says, Lo de kuli al mechshu sukkah rosh ribu shulchano. Everybody holds that's the definition. However, over here, v'hocha b'halka miflegi, demar sov matzekis rosh ribu shulchano pligi, avo yosemi rosh ribu shulchano divri akol kshera. That according to Rav Chanan, everybody agrees rosh ribu shulchano is going to be kosher. Umar sov me rosh ribu shulchano adal ramis pligi. The opinion of Rav Huna is that there still is a machlokis when it comes to Rosh Ruba Shulchano. Avol yosem idalat amis divrei kosher, but more than four amis, everybody holds it's kosher. May sive. Now the Gemara is going to ask a kasha on Rav Huna, Rav Chanan. We learned sukkah shikvar the malam esrim amo psul Rabbi Yehuda machshir ad arboim v'chamishim amo. That there was a brisa that said Rabbi Yehuda's machshir up until 45 amis. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, and the Brisa brings out a raya to this story, because Rabbi Yehuda said, "Maisi b'ilane malka belud." It happened to the Hilane Malka. She's the mother of Bunbaz Hamelech that we have in Yuma Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Shaisu kasak vol mesrim amavai zikayim nichnasim yotzim misham v'lo am lo davar. Rabbi Yehuda says, "You see that they didn't protest from Hilane Malka." Amrulai. The Chachamim said that's not a raya at all. Misham raya. Is that a raya? Isha, I said, she was a woman who p'turim in asukkah. And she's exempt from sukkah. Amar lahen. The Chacham responded, V'alo shiva banim la. Havula. She had seven kids. V'od kol ma'asel lo asa al pi Chachamim. And also, everything that she did, in general, was done al pi the Chachamim. Now, the Kasha on Shitas, Rav Chanan and Rav Huna, Mirtza Hashem, we're going to see tomorrow, but we'll just flesh out the Brisa, and where the Brisa says, Lamali the Misni, the Gemara analyzed the Brisa, Lamali the Misni Va'od. Why did it say Va'od? Kol Ma'aseh lo asa al pi Chachamim. That not only that, her all her Ma'asim were done al pi Chachamim. Hachi kamer lehu. Kisam rubanim ktanim hayu. Maybe you'll say that they were small kids. Uktanim p'turim min asuka, kivan de shiva havit.
Number one, the raya from seven kids, that from Hilone Amalka is proving that a sukkah is kosher for a man who's chayim in the mitzvahs, is she had seven kids, and one of them for sure no longer needed the mother and was chayim in the mitzvah of chinuch. The chi temra, and if you're going to say, continues the Gemara, seven lines from Ban, katan shein tzarech lima midrabanu demichayiv, vi'i midrabanan lo mishkecha. And if you're going to say, well, since chinuch is quote-unquote only midrabanan, she wasn't careful on midrabanans, tashma v'od kol ma'aseh lo asa elo pi chachamim. All her ma'asim were only done according to chacham. Bezer Hashem, we will pick up with tomorrow's daf, three lines from the bottom, where the Gemara will flesh out the kasha on Rav Huna and Rav Chanan from the story of Hilone Hamalka. If you have time, take a look. The Ritva, there is an important Ritva on the mitzvah of chinuch based on this Gemara about what is the nature of the chiyuv chinuch. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Beis in Maseches Sukkah.